A bill that would relax some child labor laws in Wisconsin is making its way through the legislature. A Senate committee held a public hearing Wednesday on a measure pertaining to 16 and 17-year-old workers. Supporters of the plan told WUWM's Marty Michelson that it would eliminate red tape, while opponents say they're concerned about the teens' safety.
Wisconsin restaurants have employed many 16- and 17-year-olds over the years, according to Ed Lump. He's president of the Wisconsin Restaurant Association. Lump says the teens are crucial to the success of the industry. Plus, it's a great first job.
We do believe that they learn a lot working in restaurants and about, you know, skills of dealing with people and counting money and things like that.
Lump calls the current Wisconsin law archaic. It requires 16- and 17-year-olds to get a work permit and have their parents sign it. He says the young applicants pay for the permit, and then the employer reimburses them.
It seems to us just a bureaucratic maze. They have to go through and pay a fee to get a piece of paper that really doesn't really do much for them or anybody else. That's the basic reason we think it would just make it easier for these kids to get jobs.
This law has worked for over 100 years for the permitting process, and we're concerned that this will be a slippery slope to weaken child labor laws in Wisconsin.
That's Stephanie Bloomingdale of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO, one of the state's largest labor unions. She opposes the measure before the legislature that would eliminate the permit requirement. Bloomingdale says some jobs may call for parental discretion.
They may be asked to drive a forklift, which is prohibited, or work on a roof, or do cutting of meat, which is very dangerous and requires a lot of skills to do that. We're concerned about that the parents are not going to know exactly what kind of work their children are going to be engaged in.
Bloomingdale says, in addition, the state could suffer a big loss of revenue if it does away with the permits. Each year, the state issues hundreds of thousands of them at $10 a pop. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.